The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. While COVID-19 pretty much shut down the music industry's concert season, efforts to line up music stars for next year's season are moving full speed ahead. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule starts Saturday, April 17th, with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour on June 26th. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band's Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett's Centerpoint Road Tour 2021, Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and Matchbox 20 2021. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Once again, this is more than likely just a tentative schedule because of COVID-19. We're not sure where we'll be with that in the new year. All right, turning our attention to Red Hat Amphitheater. Downtown Raleigh's amphitheater is setting up next year's schedule of concerts as well. The first concert of 2021 at Red Hat is Maren Morris on May 6th, and Primus is set to perform June 23rd. July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021 includes Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Once again, tentative schedule for 2021. All right, Coca Booth Amphitheater. Like other concert venues this year, Booth Amphitheater in Cary had to cancel or postpone its concert dates because of the pandemic. There are a few dates scheduled. Friday, November 13th, currently, North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. In 2021, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival is back and is currently set for March 26 and 27. Then it's the second annual Tacos and Taps on April 17th. And the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. PNC Arena as well has some events scheduled for the new year. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000. Or online at thepncarena.com. Saturday, February 20th at PNC Arena, well, actually, it's at Carter Finley Stadium, the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series event. Again, that's Saturday, February 20th. Friday through Sunday, March 19th through the 21st, the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. It's the first and second rounds that will be hosted by PNC Arena. Then Tuesday, March 23rd, Michael Bublé. Friday, June 11th, 2021, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Then later in the year, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour, Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour, Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Newt Combs' What You See Is What You Get Tour. And then late next year, Harry Styles' Love on Tour. The Spectrum Center has a few dates, not many. Saturday, March 20th, the Millennium Tour 2021. Sunday, March 21st, Michael Bublé. Then, as the year moves along, the schedule includes The Weeknd's After Hours Tour, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream, the tour, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour, and LITAF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert scheduled for next year so far, Saturday, April 10th, Garth Brooks, the Dive Bar Stadium Tour. April 17th, which is a Saturday, Billy Joel. Then Thursday in June, the 24th, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts Stadium Tour 2021. And the tentative schedule at Greensboro Coliseum includes Mercy Me, March 25th, Kane Brown, March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour, April 2nd. From there, two dates in May, the Millennium Tour on the 1st, and for King and Country, the 15th. Also on the current schedule for next year at Greensboro Coliseum, Justin Bieber in July and Jim Gaffigan in August. And once again, I want to take note that all of these schedules are tentative based on what's going on with the pandemic. All right, Duke performances. Virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 24 hours. Coming up Friday, October 23rd, Duke performances In Conversation with Urban Bushwomen. Members of the acclaimed Brooklyn-based dance company sit down for a free public Zoom discussion focused on the company's virtual presentation model. It's at noon. Saturday, October 24th, Ranky Tanky, 2019's Grammy winners for Best Regional Roots Music Album. Ranky Tanky celebrates Gullah culture, playing arrangements and rhythms from the Sea Islands off the coast of the southeastern United States. The Charleston-based quintet honors the traditions of descendants of enslaved West Africans who lived in the Low Country, championing their enduring influence with each rollicking performance. Friday, October 30th, it's In Conversation with Ranky Tanky. Members of the Grammy-winning quintet, in a live Zoom conversation, explore the ways in which their music and performance draw on the living Gullah traditions of the Low Country. That is at noon. Friday and Saturday, October 30th and 31st, Urban Bushwomen. What does it mean to really work for liberation, and what does it mean to be self-determined? Urban Bushwomen, a Brooklyn-based performance ensemble and dance company, has been exploring these questions through singing, text, spoken word, dance, live drumming, and movement for the past 35 years. Saturday, November 7th, Duke Performances, Quarteto Casals, Chamber Arts Series event. The ensemble begins the evening with one of the 20th century's most gripping chamber pieces, Shostakovich's mesmerizing String Quartet No. 8. Friday, November 13th, In Conversation once again, this time with Chris Patashaw, a Grammy-nominated pianist, jazz wonderkind, and Durham native, joins a wide-ranging virtual discussion touching upon his local roots, influences, and new multimedia project that explores the towering 1945 Zodiac Suite of former Duke professor and jazz luminary Mary Lou Williams. That's at noon. Saturday, November 14th, Kaihan Kahor, an internationally acclaimed virtuoso on the kamache, which is a spiked fiddle, who through his many musical collaborations has been instrumental in popularizing Persian around the world and is a creative force in today's music scene. His performances of traditional Persian music and multiple collaborations have attracted audiences around the globe. Sunday, November 15th, the ever-popular Chompy Quartet. The quartet was founded at Duke University in 1965 by the renowned Italian violinist Giorgio Chompy. All its members are professors at Duke and play a leading role in its cultural life, in addition to traveling widely throughout the year for performances. In a career that includes many hundreds of concerts and spans five continents, the Chompy Quartet has developed a reputation for performances of real intelligence and musical sophistication. Then Saturday, November 21st, it's Chris Patashaw for his Duke Performances film. Grammy-nominated jazz wonderkind and Durham native Chris Patashaw will present a diverse body of material for solo piano and piano vocal duets spun out of his dedication of participation in Durham and Duke University music scenes, as well as long, serious investigations of the music of Billy Strayhorn, Thelonious Monk, and Mary Lou Williams. Finally, on the Duke Performances schedule, Saturday, December 5th, Christina and Michelle Naughton, a piano duo. There's a long tradition of sibling piano duos with inherited musical connections, and Christina and Michelle are no different. The captivating identical twins are renowned for their technical mastery and have to be heard to believe. That's from the Washington Post. They bring a range of four-handed pieces to the Chamber Arts Series. And we'll move on to Carolina Performing Arts. This season features The Spark, with Tift Merritt, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alumna, who takes us behind the scenes in artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. The 45-minute live-streamed conversations are designed to peel back the polished performance to reveal the elbow grease, risk, fire, and courage behind a performer's art. Coming up Thursday, October 22nd on The Spark, Peja Musijevic. Let's do that again. Peja Musijevic. He's defined his career with creative programming, unusual combinations of new and old music, and lasting collaborations with other artists and ensembles. Called mesmerizing, precise, and enigmatic, Musijevic's bold programming draws inspiration from his many creative pursuits. Then Thursday, November 19th, on The Spark, Wynton Marsalis and Carlos Enriquez. Marsalis, an internationally acclaimed musician and composer, is the managing and artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center. And Carlos Enriquez is a bassist for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and a lecturer at the Northwestern University School of Music. And, we, of course, we each week, sadly, talk about the cancellations that are occurring for events that normally occur every year. The North Carolina Transportation Museum has announced that its popular Polar Express is canceled for 2020. In a press release, the museum called it a difficult decision. The press release also said the North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently opening, or open rather, with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings while train and turntable rides are suspended. The annual Polar Express ride is the museum's largest fundraiser. More than 60,000 people travel the museum over 22 event days for reenactment of the beloved Christmas story during a train ride. By the way, both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and Meadowlights in Benson have also been canceled because of the pandemic. All right, let's look at the schedule for a couple of clubs in downtown Raleigh. The Ritz on Industrial Drive, Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy. It's the Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. Saturday, December 19th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, and this is a virtual event. The next event currently scheduled is March 1st, As I Lay Dying, Burn to Emerge Tour. April 14th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2021. And May 11th, Kaleo, Fight or Flight Tour. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8, and Friday, November 6th, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Should have read this a little bit earlier. The New Hope Valley Railway is back open to the public with its popular Track or Treat Halloween Express trains and plans for a Christmas event. The railway, which is operated by the North Carolina Railway Museum in southwestern Wake County, will offer its family-friendly Halloween trains on Saturdays in October. Tickets will only be sold online prior to ride days. You will not be able to purchase them at the railroad on the day of the event. Tickets cost $14 for all ages. To keep guests, staff, and volunteers safe, there are a number of restrictions, including train capacity limited to 30%, face coverings for everyone, hand sanitation stations. Only one person from each reservation should check in to get the train tickets, and only one family will be allowed in the gift shop at a time. Only cashless transactions are accepted. A number of train rides are scheduled for the remainder of the 2020 season, including the popular Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express. A complete listing of events, dates, and times is available at triangletrain.com/schedule. Ticket refunds will be issued if a ride is canceled due to government mandates. Up next, let's take a look at what's going on virtually at the Clayton Center. The box office there is 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. The following events are all streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evenings starting at 7. October 21st, without further ado, a no-nonsense, get-right-down-to-it approach to music. The band is comprised of five talented individuals who share a common passion for music that has something to say, music that requires a certain attention to detail to get it right. Their ever-expanding repertoire ranges from Crosby, Stills, and Nash to Conway Twitty, from Big Joe Turner to the Eagles, and from Emmylou Harris to Patsy Cline. Then on October 28th, it's Autumn Nicholas, a vibrant, gifted vocalist, songwriter, and performer who has amazed audiences around the country. Her lyrics and melodies are reminiscent of singer-songwriters like Julia Michaels, James Bray, and Ed Sheeran. She has the warmth of Adele and the soul of Etta James. Autumn is able to seamlessly blend pop alternative melodies that become part of your daily playlist. An award-winning artist, Autumn connects with fans in large venues as well as small, intimate performances. In Apex, the Halley Cultural Arts Center Jazz Live Concert Series, Saturday performances at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. Concert dates, November 14th, February 6th, with special guest Howard Paul, and then April 17th. Classical concert series at Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Sunday performances at 3. Concert dates, January 17th, Dueling Violins with David and Christine Kilbride. February 14th, Heavenly Strings featuring Marianne Brenneman on clarinet. And March 21st, Adam Dingler in recital, baritone classics and contemporary local composers. And Infinity Ballet Theater, Friday through Sunday, December 4th through the 6th, Dances of the Nutcracker. Performance on Friday at 8, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 2 and 4. Some dates for the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series in Cary. Friday, January 8th, it's Blue Jupiter. Friday, January 14th, Nina Simone. Sunday, March 21st, Time for 3. Saturday, April 17th, Ian Sherwood. Holly Springs, don't have anything for the Holly Springs Cultural Center yet. Wake Forest Virtual Events. The Renaissance Center in Wake Forest is offering some virtual family-friendly activities. The center has launched a bedtime story reading series on its Facebook page through a partnership with Page 158 Books. The event is best for kids 10 and under and will take place at 7 p.m. on Mondays through December 28th. Storytime Online will feature popular bedtime stories read by actors from Forest Moon Theater, the Wake Forest Mayor, and the Board of Commissioners. Now, not everything is canceled. Raleigh's opened up some stuff now that the state has moved into Phase 3 of its reopening plan. Raleigh Parks has announced that it's reopening some of its most popular amenities, including Pullen Park's train and kiddie boats and the Buffalo Road Aquatic Center. Pullen Park's train and kiddie boat rides will operate with a limited capacity. The city cautions that there likely will be extended wait times during peak hours. The park's popular carousel will not reopen for now because it is indoors. The Buffalo Road Aquatic Center is reopened with limited capacity. Advance reservations will be encouraged for the complex. Multi-purpose fields will reopen and outdoor field rentals will resume as long as users follow outdoor group gathering limits. The state's mass gathering limit remains at 50 people for outdoor activities. Limited outdoor programs have also started at the Five Points Center for Active Adults. More information is available on the city's website, RaleighNC.gov. Now, checking a few of the items for the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, schedule. January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, Escape to Margaritaville. February 11th, it's Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Tour. February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman the Musical. Then March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. And that takes us through March of next year at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It's scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming will be from Mamandi Concert Hall at 8. Saturday, October 24th, Branford Marsalis plays Gershwin. This is one of the streaming events. You'll be transported back to the Roaring Twenties with George Gershwin's At American Paris and Borky and Bess, Irving Berlin's Ragtime, Alexander's Ragtime Band, and so much more. Wednesday, October 28th, the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's Distinguished Lecture Series event has been postponed. Saturday, November 7th, James Enns plays Beethoven, a streaming event. Saturday, November 21st, Bernstein and Barber with Caroline Shaw, also a streaming event. Saturday, December 5th, Zool Bailey plays Rachmaninoff, also a streaming event, as is the Kruger Brothers on Saturday, December 12th. That also is a symphony streaming event. Wednesday, December 23rd, it's Holiday Pops as a streaming event occurring at thanks to the Duke Energy Center. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.